unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Monday, July 24th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Young children with spinal muscular atrophy show improvements in motor function after 6 months of treatment with Spinraza, a German study shows. The response to Spinraza strongly correlated with the age when treatment began, with children treated before 7 months of age responding better to the therapy. These findings support the need for early detection of SMA by screening newborns, study authors emphasized. Spinraza, developed by Biogen, is the first FDA-approved drug for SMA. SMA arises due to mutations in the survival motor neuron 1 gene, also known as SMN1, which is the key to the function and survival of the nerves that control muscles. Some patients, however, maintain a copy of a gene called SMN2, a gene nearly identical to SMN1 that can give rise to a shorter version of the SMN protein. Spinraza boosts the amount of the SMN protein by increasing the levels of full-length messenger RNA, the mediator between gene and protein generated by the SMN2 gene. Spinraza was approved in the U.S. in December of 2016 to treat SMA types 1 through 3 in children and adults, and gained approval in Europe in June 2017. Prior to the EU's approval, a group of children in Germany with SMN type 1 was given access to Spinraza for 7 months under an expanded access program. The children had different ages and were at different stages of the disease, representing a more heterogeneous group than those in previous trials. Researchers analyzed data from 61 children treated with Spinraza in 7 centers under the EAP. Children enrolled in the study developed the first symptoms of SMA before the age of 6 months and had no ability to sit independently. Moreover, 38 children had less than 2 copies of the SMN2 gene, and 20 children had more than 3 copies. In 3 children, the SMN2 copy number was unknown. Previous studies showed that a higher number of SMN2 correlates with longer survival and inversely with disease severity. Administration of Spinraza was performed on days 1, 15, 30, 60, and 180 in this study. The treatment outcomes by assessing primarily the changes from the beginning of the study in the score of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Infant Test of Neuromuscular Disorders, also known as CHOP-INTEND, which measures motor function. The CHOP-INTEND scores range from 0 to 64 points, and previous studies had reported that children with SMA type 1 have a mean value of 21.4 points. The test was performed at the beginning of the study, then after 60 days, and then at the end of treatment. Additionally, they assessed changes in scores in Section 2 of the Hammersmith Infant Neurological Examination Scale, also known as HINE, and is another test of measuring motor function, whose scores range between 0 and 26. The HINE 2 was performed routinely at every patient visit. At baseline, children's mean CHOP-INTEND score was 22.3, and after 6 months of treatment, the mean score improved to 31.2, which was an increase in 9 points. Specifically, 8 children improved by 1 to 4 points, and 17 children improved by 5 to 9 points. 16 children improved by more than 10 points, and 11 children underwent an increase in the CHOP-INTEND score by more than 15 points. Children with less than 2 copies of the SMN2 gene had lower scores than the CHOP-INTEND at the beginning of the trial. The changes in scores after treatment were comparable to children with more than 3 SMN2 copies, scores of 8.1 and 8.2, respectively. Treatment was more effective in younger children, aged below 7 months, compared to older ones, an improvement of 14.4 versus 7.0, respectively. These results suggest there is a critical therapeutic time window for delivery of SMN-targeted therapies. The implementation of newborn screening for SMN is crucial to allow pre-symptomatic diagnosis, according to the researchers. Regarding the motor response, 19 children improved by more than 2 points in HINE2 motor milestones, 15 children increased their score by 2 to 4 points, and 4 children by more than 5 points. 4 children achieved full head control and 2 children were able to sit independently. Of treatment, the parents of 28 children reported a marked improvement in motor function, while 3 parents noticed no benefit and 1 with a slight worsening. Respiratory function was improved in 16 children, with a marked improvement in 4 of them. Overall, these findings indicate that even in advanced stages of the disease, Spinraza can lead to improvement of motor function as measured by CHOP and TEND. Moreover, the results support early diagnosis and access to Spinraza as early as possible as a key factor to improve the outcomes of children with SMA. Researchers now will evaluate whether increasing the treatment period with Spinraza enhances the therapy's benefits and patients' quality of life. The data will be collected within the Smart Care Project, a real-world data registry of SMA patients.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Up next, SMA Perspectives from Michael Morale.
Hey everyone, my name is Michael Morale, and welcome to my weekly Flash Briefing for SMA News Today. In this week's Flash Briefing, I'm going to be discussing the importance of finding a good neurologist. This topic has recently been trending on the SMA News Today forums. While most able-bodied individuals never really have to consult with a neurologist until after they reach a certain age, those of us with SMA, like myself, have been followed by a neurologist the majority of our life. Seeing a neurologist may not be as important to you as it is to those of us with SMA, but this is a topic that I believe is important enough to bring to your attention. When I was first diagnosed with SMA type 3 in 1996, I began seeing a neurologist in Dallas, Texas. My neurologist, Dr. Sharon Nations, is probably one of the leading neuromuscular neurologists in the world. In 1998, I went through a double-blind study that was testing Neurontin, otherwise known as gabapentin. This drug was primarily used for those who suffered from epilepsy, but they were testing Neurontin for individuals like myself who suffered from SMA. This double-blind study lasted nearly 1 year. In double-blind studies, neither the patient nor the doctor know if the patient is on the actual drug itself or if they're on a placebo. After the study concluded, I was told that I was on the actual medication. Unfortunately, this particular drug did not have any noticeable effect on my muscle strength, and as a matter of fact, I actually decreased in the time that I was in this study with regards to my muscle tone and muscle strength. I believe there were 13 people in the United States that went through this particular study, and while this was exciting to go through, it yielded no beneficial results for me or any of the other patients. It was during this double-blind study that I realized the importance of having a good neurologist. If you look at the many different types of specialties that doctors can go into during their medical training, neurology is probably the most challenging because of all the different diseases that affect the neurological systems in our body. My internist and my neurologist are the two doctors that I see the most. Finding the right doctor, especially for those of us with SMA, is a topic that we need to address early in our life. During the 2018 annual Cure SMA conference, I had the ability to speak to quite a few individuals, and the topic of finding a good neurologist was a subject that came up in many of our conversations. Speaking with many of the parents who attended this conference with their children, I was impressed that nearly all of them had found a leading neurologist in the area in which they lived. These doctors that were following their children with regards to their conditions also became the greatest source of medical information for their parents. No one ever dreams of having to find a neurologist for your 2-year-old child, but when faced with this type of decision, finding the right neurologist can make living with SMA not only easier, but also more successful. One of the things that we discussed about finding a good neurologist was finding someone who you feel comfortable enough talking to. Let's face it, you're going to be discussing some of the most intimate details about your life. Many of us get embarrassed about having to discuss some of these details. But you need to remember, there's probably nothing that you can tell your neurologist that would surprise or shock them. They've probably seen everything that you or your loved ones are going through. You just need to get comfortable about opening up your life to someone who could greatly benefit the way that you or your loved ones live each and every day. Once you get over this embarrassment factor, you'll find that being honest with yourself and your doctor will benefit you in the long run. My neurologist, Dr. Sharon Nations, is extremely easy to speak with, and there's nothing that I can't talk to her about. When I speak with her, she listens to everything that I have to say, and likewise, I listen to everything that she tells me. Since I know that she has my best interest at heart, being able to take her advice and implement those changes that she makes for me makes me feel good that I have someone like Dr. Nations in my life. I hope that you feel as comfortable with your doctor as I do with mine. While it doesn't necessarily take a neurologist to get you started with the Spinraza treatments, neurologists are probably the kind of doctors that you would want to consult with regarding this particular treatment. Their working knowledge of the neurological systems in our bodies makes them the kind of doctors that we want on our team. If you don't have a neurologist, please take time out of your day to find one in the area in which you live. Find one that you feel comfortable with and that you trust, because finding a neurologist that you're comfortable with will probably be one of the most important decisions that you make in your life. If you would like to participate in a discussion of SMA, please go to www.smanewstoday.com. Once you get to their website, you can create an ID and begin participating in the numerous forums that are available. You can ask questions if you have them, and you can even answer questions from others who are searching for important information for either themselves or a loved one. This website is also a great place to not only share information with others who have SMA, it's a great place to keep up to date on the latest news regarding spinal muscular atrophy. I hope you enjoyed this week's flash briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone is having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to follow SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives on spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.